It is Friday, October 5th, 2012, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Callums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Support for KUAF comes from Northwest Arkansas Media, publishers of Northwest Arkansas Times, Springdale and Rogers Morning News, Benton County Daily Record, and the Northwest Arkansas edition of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. All offer local shopping opportunities through NWA Deal Piggy and Ozark Deal Piggy. Registration and more information are available online at nwadealpiggy.com.
In about 10 minutes on Ozarks, why the summer drought continues to be a problem for area ranchers and farmers. A low production of hay means trouble. And our local food ambassador is back. Teresa Maurer is bringing along a fall stew, complete with recipe.
But first, the Arkansas Supreme Court yesterday rejected a ballot measure that would legalize casinos in several counties. The wording of Nancy Todd's proposed constitutional amendment was changed after voters signed petitions to qualify it for the ballot. That's why the state's high court ruled the signatures invalid, thus rejecting her amendment. Todd says she changed the wording to suit initial objections that voters wouldn't be aware of the full effects of the law. She says she's not sure what she'll do next.
I do live in Arkansas. I am an Arkansan, so I'm not going anywhere, but I don't know what I could have possibly presented to them that would have accommodated them. I mean, I don't mention the tracks. I get the screws put to me, and I do mention the tracks. The Supreme Court doesn't like it, so, I mean, I've got to figure out the answer to it. Most things you can figure out what you did right and what you did wrong, and I'm not sure what I did wrong here.
The proposed amendment will remain on the ballot, however. Election officials will not count its votes.
Rain or shine tomorrow, the 12th annual Northwest Arkansas International Festival will take place in downtown Rogers, provided there's no lightning in the area. The Rogers Old Area Chamber of Commerce hosts the event, and Brad Phillips is the Vice President of Marketing Communications at the Chamber.
We will continue with the event unless there's lightning, but we did expect around 10,000, which makes it now the largest internationally themed festival in the region. We can expect a lot of food. There's going to be food vendors, food trucks, and we'll have People Choices Awards for both. We'll have a kids zone where they can enjoy a petting zoo, camel rides, train rides. And there's a fashion show at 1 o'clock where you can see all the different cultures that live in the area, their costumes, the intricate details and colors that they have.
The festival started years ago at Lake Atalanta and was hosted by the City of Rogers, but the event eventually moved to Frisco Station in downtown Rogers.
The Chamber saw it and felt it was an opportunity, an event with such potential, that we took it over several years ago and have grown it into what it is today. I think what makes it popular is it's a chance for different cultures, different populations that move to the area to kind of get a feel for their costumes and their foods and a lot of games for the kids. The entire family can enjoy something here and have a good time.
Phillips says that the festival is emblematic of the diversity now inherent in Northwest Arkansas.
In Rogers alone, over 30% of the population now is Hispanic. We have a growing Marshallese population from the Marshall Islands in the Springdale area, and in Walmart's bringing in a lot of IT people from India. So we're growing in diversity, and this event's all about that. That's the mission, is to help people learn and experience different cultures that live here in the population of Northwest Arkansas.
And if you're trying to find something to do tonight, Dr. Jane Goodall will speak at 7 o'clock in Barnhill Arena on the University of Arkansas campus in Fayetteville. The lecture is free to the public, and people aiming to attend can begin lining up outside the south entrance of Barnhill Arena at 5 o'clock, and doors open at 6. Security precautions will be in place, so prepare to pass through a security checkpoint, and keep in mind that Dr. Goodall has requested no flash photography be taken during the lecture.
Some Fayetteville residents tomorrow will have the opportunity to get rid of large, bulky items, too large to fit into a normal trash cart. Bulky Waste Cleanup Day for Ward 1 in Fayetteville will be held from 7 until 2 at Root Elementary on Mission Boulevard and at the Solid Waste and Recycling Center on Happy Hollow Road.
Tonight's weather forecast calls for overcast conditions with a 30% chance of rain and a low of 37 degrees in northwest Arkansas. In the Arkansas River Valley, expect overcast conditions with a 40% chance of rain with a low of 45 degrees. Tomorrow, expect mostly cloudy skies with highs in the low to mid-50s and a 40% chance of rain in northwest Arkansas and a 60% chance of rain in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow night, expect cloudy conditions with a 20% chance of rain and lows in the upper 30s.